Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. All right. Hello, everyone. Happy podcast day. Robbie Page here. I'm excited about my guest today.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Don't be so formal.
I know, right?
No, I'm real, real excited. I have Samantha Baird here with me. Some of you may know Samantha. Some of you may not, but you should all know Samantha. Samantha is a, what do we call it? Client slash... turned our husbands are now business partners slash...
All the things.
All the things. Like things that don't ever really happen. Here we sit.
Absolutely. Yeah, things that don't ever really happen.
Right. So Samantha is the owner of Style by Sammy Joe.
Yes.
Which is an incredible... You've come to dress me, really.
100%.
I still need all the colors of the Robbie dress.
I know. I actually named a dress after you.
I know. I love it so much. I have all the colors.
How does that happen?
Because I'm awesome. No, I wanted to bring you on today. Number one, because I think everybody should love you. But number two, our topic this whole month is about coaching.
Oh, yes.
And so you and I would both know firsthand, I have a coach, you have a coach.
Which happens to be you.
I mean, it happens to be me, but that's fine. But really talk about coaching, because I really was thinking there's nobody else better to talk about coaching besides myself.
Right.
Than you, because that's really how we met.
It is. Absolutely.
And a lot of people, Samantha, you know this, right? We've talked about this over the last, how many months now? 16, 18 months, 20 months?
I don't even know. Yes. I mean.
Something like that. People really, truly take their very best thinking and try to start a new business or try to grow their revenue or try to change their marriage or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Not just business, but
anything,
life as well.
All the things.
And it does my head in. It drives me insane. Mm-hmm. So maybe from someone, you're new to coaching, right? Travis wasn't,
which Travis is my husband. Mm-hmm. He was not new to coaching, but I was.
Yeah. And it was his idea.
Right. It was.
Right. Do you remember what he said, why he wanted you to coach with me? How do we say that? why he thought you needed a coach?
Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily remember what he said to you, but I do know from my standpoint, he knew it was something that he had to make me think was my idea. Mm. Isn't that just how it always works? We have to know that we have to think that it's our idea, even if it's not.
Right.
So, he knew I was in a place where I was just worn out and worn down and all of those things. Mm-hmm. And he had been through coaching and realized how amazing it was and how much growth comes from that and how much you can challenge your thoughts from that and all of the success that comes from coaching. Mm-hmm. And he, of course, wanted that for his wife. Like, what man doesn't want to see their wife succeed?
Right.
And, but he knew he had to bring it to me in a way where it would be my idea.
Well, because what's the first thing you told me?
I really didn't want to do this.
Because? I'm fine.
Because I'm fine. Everything's fine. And we believe that about ourselves. We believe that we're fine and everything's fine. And we surround ourselves with people who just tell us that.
Right, right.
No matter what the decision is we're making.
That's fine.
That's fine. Okay, do whatever you feel like you need to do. Right. And no, that's not the answer to life.
What has the difference been made for you? That's not even proper English, but whatever. Of somebody, me, aka I didn't know you, saying, no, you're really not fine. Like, I remember you looking at me. If anybody on here listening knows the Samantha look, she threw her hands up and made this face. Like, what? But for somebody to actually say, you're not fine.
Right.
What was that like for you?
Well, I think for me, of course, our first, like, pre-growth, pre-change of mindset, all of that, we, as people, just think, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start to, like, play this out in your mind of, like, okay, I really don't feel great about this.
Right.
And so when you have someone, a coach, a mentor, anything, saying, no, actually, you're not fine. We're going to dig into this a little bit deeper.
Right.
It's because they see something there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see that there's something off. And they know that you have something more to give or offer or be, whether that even just be for yourself.
Right.
Doesn't have to mean that you have something more to give to someone else.
Right.
But for yourself.
Right. You know, even where we sit today, you're writing a book,
mm-hmm.
which I'm fired up about. I think it's amazing. I've had the privilege of reading it and helping you with that. And, you know, we talk about in that book of it's ignited so much purpose in you.
Totally.
And so, you know, I look around to women, Samantha, and I think women are miserable because they don't have a purpose. I think women are miserable because they think, well, my husband will do it all.
Right.
And then to meet a woman that says, but what were you born to do?
Right.
Right. And so, I mean, I know we're in new seasons for you, like God's opening all these doors, but maybe talk about that from a woman's perspective of, you know, your number one goal was to be a great housewife.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And then here we are. Right.
That's so funny. That is 100% true about me. In high school, we had to write a paper on what do we want to be when we grow up? I mean, how cliche is that? Like,
right.
Could the teacher have not thought of any other writing prompt?
I still ask you that.
But exactly. But it's so true. And I wrote my paper on I want to be a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
And that is still true today. I do want to be a great housewife.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I can't have other dreams for myself.
Right.
And from my standpoint, I married somebody who was already very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched him accomplish all of these dreams and check off all of these things and have this huge vision. And it was great. I mean, I definitely benefited from our backyard oasis,
right,
or our dream trips or all of those things. And I felt like I was a great housewife, and I still am. But it didn't mean that just because he was successful, I couldn't be successful, mm-hmm. in my own right. And mm-hmm. I couldn't create something for myself.
Right.
Of what I was born to do and the passions that I was born with and the gifts that I was born with as well. And so I know that having a coach kind of walk that out and plan that out,
mm-hmm.
For me was a game changer.
Well, you know, I think a lot of women, we're proud of our husbands, right? No
oh,
matter what
so
they
proud.
Do, we're
mm-hmm.
so proud of our husbands. But yet we can't figure out why that jealousy begins to brew. Well,
mm-hmm.
you get to go to work all day, and well, that must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I have to buy the present using your debit card and you get to see it before I give it to you and blah, 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 blah.
Totally.
Well, their success, we're so proud of it, but their success doesn't fulfill us.
Right.
Because it's not our success.
Right.
And it's not. Now, granted, time out before you guys send me emails. My audience is working women.
Right.
My audience mm-hmm. is, they're in the workforce, right? So, I mean, I could talk all day. If you're meant to have children and stay home, do it.
100%.
But if
that's
you're,
your goal.
That's
your dream.
Your goal, your dreams. But I love to talk to the women who, I mean, Robbie Page, I just turned 49. I'm an incredible wife. I'm an incredible mom. And then I'm a boss.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm a wife and a mom doesn't mean that I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go make my own money.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make me prideful. So what about that shifted for you in the early stages of our coaching when I began to show you that Travis's wealth and his success, you're so proud of, and that will never leave you.
Right.
But there's that little churning inside of you that wants to check your goals and you want to say, good job, self. More than diapers, corn dogs, making dinner, and being a wife.
100%. And I think that if everyone was truly challenged by a mentor or a coach, just challenged their way of thinking, everyone wants to check something off of their box and
yeah.
say, good job, self.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
really is for everyone.
Right.
Whether you were born to have 15 kids and stay home or no kids
mm-hmm.
and work from 8 to 5. Everybody was born with something that they want to be proud of and they want to feel successful in. And right. Everyone's gift is different. But for me, I had created in my mind this idea of what being a good housewife looks like. Mm-hmm. And I had held myself back, not Travis, of like, this is what I thought a good housewife was and looked like. So this is what I'm going to live out, even if it makes me miserable, even if it holds me back, yeah. even if it makes me resentful to Travis that he's checking off his dreams.
Right.
And so,
gosh, that'll preach.
Although I like to say, well, Travis doesn't want me to do this, or Travis wouldn't have wanted me to do this. It was really me. Yep. Like, I had to take responsibility for that. And
kind of like that coaching call when I said, Travis said that to you?
No, because he never said any
wait,
of those
wait,
things.
Wait. Travis told you that?
Right. It was me. I had to take responsibility for my thoughts. But had I have not worked with a coach, mm-hmm. I don't think that my thoughts would have been challenged in that way.
Sure. And we don't just talk business.
No.
I mean, well, there's days that we talk about relationships and we talk about family. We talk about your joy. We mm-hmm. talk about our kids. We talk about football.
Yes. I mean, all of the things.
All the things, right? What would you say is your, like, if you had to say these are the biggest three takeaways, you know, don't train on them, but mm-hmm. if you don't feel like you have to train on them, but just like nuggets, what would you say has been your top three takeaways in almost 2 years we've been together?
In terms of having a coach, I think about it like I went to school to be a teacher, and in that learning process through college, I always wanted to, I never just went by the book. It was never something that you could just Google. Like, I wanted to create and build a well-rounded child.
Yeah.
And so I feel like coaching is the same way, in the fact that we don't just talk about business, and it's not things that you can just Google to get the answer to.
Right.
But it's creating like a well-rounded person.
It's good.
In the way that I think, in the way that I talk, in the things that I do. That would be the number one
a
takeaway from coaching mm-hmm. of the way that a coach has the ability to tap into who you are and use the way that you're wired to create a well-rounded life and business.
God, I want to hire myself. That was good. Give me five. That's good, though. It's taking you for you,
it's
right?
It's taking me for me. And
so nice. Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I would say. But without a coach, I don't know that my eyes would have been opened to seeing that.
Somewhere, Travis would have still been telling you.
Yes.
Poor Trav.
Oh, Trav.
I always have his back.
I know.
Maybe share a little bit what I taught you about your backpack. Because here's what I want people to know. So you come from a very successful marriage, mm-hmm. a very successful husband. Your life is overflowing.
Right.
Right. But I taught you the concept of a backpack mm-hmm. because there's nothing about us that go, my husband buys me all the things. There's some things that we think, I kind of bought this myself.
Right.
Right. I worked my butt off today. I got up early. I focused. I did these things. Again, not out of pride, which I could talk about pride all day long.
Right.
So, false pride is still pride. I don't need anything. Mm-hmm. Right. But at the end of the day, putting on your backpack and filling your backpack.
I think what you said of like your life is overflowing, mm-hmm. we can all trick ourselves into thinking that. So even if maybe you're listening to this thinking like, oh, well, I don't come from a husband who's extremely successful right. financially. That doesn't mean this doesn't apply to you, because even though I do come from that, your life can be overflowing with financial success, but you can still not be fulfilled.
That's right.
And so it doesn't matter that Travis has done X, Y, Z if it's not fulfilling what I'm supposed to be doing. And so whenever I took all of these things that I wanted to do out of his backpack, off of his to-do list, off of his dream board, mm-hmm. and took ownership of them, I could then say like, I'm going to do XYZ to make this happen.
Right.
And then I'm going to be fulfilled by that because I did it.
Do you think that gave you a pep in your step?
For sure. Like,
do you think that helped you get up a little bit earlier?
Totally.
Stay up a little bit later?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that correct? Like, having a purpose and having a drive for what fulfills your soul takes away all your excuses.
It really does. Like, nothing is an excuse anymore.
Yeah. I always try to tell women, you will exchange the word tired and busy for productive and energized mm-hmm. when you carry your own backpack.
Totally.
Like, it's easy to say, I'm so tired and I'm so busy. And when you see a purpose and you see your goals and you will settle for nothing less, you time block automatically.
Right.
You're like, nobody owns my time.
Yes.
I know what to say no to. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have an hour and a half to spend on the phone.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. So tell me, so when you first went into coaching to today, mm-hmm. is it what you thought it was going to be?
No, actually.
Wait, you didn't mention I taught you how to drink Cabernet.
Oh, that's true.
That's got to be in the top somewhere.
Okay. Yes. That is very true and good and very life valuable lesson.
Very.
I mean, I know that's not like grammatically correct, but life valuable lesson number one.
Okay.
Drink Cabernet.
Okay. Got it.
Yes. Because I do love my champs. Yeah. I love my bubbles.
Yes.
What was the question?
Is it what you thought it was going to be?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was like, wait, we started talking about wine.
Let's have some.
Hold on. Go back to that. No, actually it's not, which is so funny because I remember so many times in the beginning of our coaching sessions, and I would be like, I have told this lady like 3 times, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Like, moving on.
This lady.
I mean, that's really what I thought. Like, does she not know me? Like, I am deciding what we talk about. But nope, you kept coming back to that. Mm-hmm. So... it's not just a, here's what I want to do. Tell me how to get there. It's not just a, like, I could Google how to do that.
Right.
It's really, I mean, if you have the right coach and a good coach, it's somebody really like picking away at you
yeah.
and kind of taking a hammer to all of these blocks that you've built up around your thinking
mm-hmm.
and, like paving a new way,
yeah.
paving a new road or whatever.
And who knows how many layers of bricks, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I think anybody.
Our very best thinking got us to this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long that's going to take me.
Right.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you love when I say to you,
oh, goodness,
we need to slow down
to speed up. So that's really not my jam. I'm more of, like, the bull in the china closet. Like, I come in with, like, 7,000 ideas and just, like, let's just do them all at one time.
On fast forward.
On fast forward.
Because they all make sense. And they're all so pretty.
They all have glitter included.
Right.
So, I don't love that, but I've come to learn that it's just necessary, especially
yeah.
in business. Mm-hmm. Life, anything, really. Motherhood. Relationships, all of the things. We really do have to slow down, plan, execute, all whatever it is and what we're doing
right.
so that we can excel.
It's good.
So I'm still learning that.
I know. You still don't like it.
I don't love it still, but
like you wanted
I
to
see
publish
the value
your book
in
like 3 days.
I did.
And I said, what's your cover look like? And what'd you say?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't got that far yet.
Would you say it's been worth the investment?
Yes, for sure. I mean...
Has it bled over into your marriage and your life? And
absolutely.
Your stature and your confidence?
And I think that goes with what I was saying of, like, just creating a well-rounded person.
Yeah.
Just like you needed a teacher in kindergarten and in college. Why is adulthood different?
100% agree.
Why is it just all of a sudden you're on your own and left to your own
right.
with thinking? Like, you're still learning and growing every day.
Right.
Like I just said earlier, like, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Right. Right.
So now I'm like, who did that? Who decided that once we became adults, we didn't need anyone else to
right.
feed us and provide us with another way of thinking, challenge our thinking?
Right. Well, and it's a game plan. Coaching is a game plan. It is. Right? Mentorship is, hey, I'm dealing with this issue. What do you recommend mm-hmm. that I do?
Right.
Coaching, you look at the call it who you want, Jason Witten of the football world, and he still sits in front of a coach and takes the game plan. Right. Right. Here's the game plan. We're going to switch up this game plan. It's not working. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it may be. Here's your accountability. Here's your blind spots. I think so many people don't do that anymore. So
no. And we all know that we want to win. We want to win. Just like in a football game. The whole goal is to win.
Correct.
The whole goal of life or creating a business or being in a marriage or having kids is to win. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody sets out to say, I want to lose.
Correct.
And so a coach is there to excel you and propel you forward. Mm. A coach is not a counselor right. of what happened in your past. Like, we're moving forward.
Right. Right.
Just like a regular football coach.
I don't let you play in your past?
No. I mean...
How has that affected us today? Let's move on. But it's true. That's a yeah. counselor, right?
That's
a lot
a
of times they want to re-talk about the same thing over and
over.
Oh,
my gosh. And people will sit in counseling for years talking about the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so...
What can we learn from it and how can we move forward?
Right. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's talk about something fun. It's no surprise that in my office at any point, I've got the 80s blaring.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So when you're in your office, what are you blaring?
I love rap music.
Okay.
I'm from Garland. I literally love that I am from Garland. It's so funny. It's just kind of become a joke of how much... I love being from Garland.
Right.
I love Chili's.
Yeah.
I love their chips and ranch. I just recently bought a gold chain from Kendra Scott, though, so I'm keeping it classy, but I'm still from Garland. So I like to have rap music. I'm so weird. I have a mix of rap music and worship music.
And worship at the same time.
I mean, yes, we go back and forth. It's kind of just like... What mindset am I getting in? But mm-hmm.
That's just your jam.
That just makes me feel yeah. like a badass. Mm-hmm. Like
that's your jams.
I'm about to wreck someone.
And if you guys know Samantha, she's tiny. And her voice
I'm not
is so
really
sweet.
Going to because I'm like really so nice and love everybody.
You would feel
but it's
so bad.
Just oh, I would feel guilty forever. But it's just what gets me like fired up for myself.
Yes.
Makes
yes.
me feel like I can take on the world.
And your champs, your bubbly.
Oh my gosh, I love champagne so much.
What's your favorite color?
Well, I have three favorite colors. I think you know this.
Number one is glitter.
No, number one is pink. Number two is yellow. And number three is glitter.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Pink, yellow, and glitter.
Yes.
And so tell them about your kids. Carter is and Molly Jo is.
Oh my gosh. They're both champions for mm-hmm. one. But Carter is 9. And he is just... He's kind of like my mini-me a yeah. little bit. He loves people. He loves going and doing and seeing and experiencing and all of the things. And then Molly Jo is 6, and she is the soft and sweet side of me.
Mm-hmm.
The side that just can...
Looks just like you.
100%.
Just like you.
Just like me.
And you guys got to know, if you have hunters... Mm-hmm. that love to hunt, tell them about Texas Trophy Lodge.
Yes, so...
I mean, we go have fun there, but
oh
it is huntable.
It is. It is pretty much, I mean, I'm going to say, like, my favorite ranch ever. but that's easy to say. So,
yeah,
we own a ranch outside of Corsicana, about 30 minutes outside of Corsicana. So what's that, like southeast Texas?
Ish, kind of. Yeah.
I don't really know a good... Yeah, southeast Texas.
Over there.
Over there.
It's over there.
Yeah.
It's like an hour 20 from here.
Yes.
Or 2:20, something like that.
Yeah, from Frisco where I live, it's right under 2 hours. But anyway, so we have a whitetail breeding operation of trophy bucks. We sell stalker bucks to other ranches, whether they're trying to repopulate their herd or... change out the genetics on their property, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have an entire like exotic stock of animals on our property as well. So just the whole outdoor boy, rough, yep. muddy.
We have fun.
I know. We
but
have
if they wanna
so
go
much
shoot
fun. But if they
yeah.
want to go down a 5-foot drop in a Tahoe, like I'm pretty much out on that.
I'm out on that.
So we like yeah. to do all the fun, pretty.
Yes.
parts of it
yes.
of just ride around and maybe get a little bit muddy and
yes.
then go take a shower
yes. and then have a nice shower
and have
a bonfire
nice shower. Yes.
with a glass of wine
yes
so let me ask you one more question. What's your favorite thing about you? What would you say?
My favorite thing about me, I would say, is my ability to make people laugh.
Yep.
And
it's good.
That I can be with so many different types of people and still have a great time.
Mm.
And so I love that. I love that it's allowed me to meet so many different types of people, and it's brought so many different people into my life. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love making people laugh and making people happy.
And I'll tell you, from my side, you're so coachable. Like, there's not a lot of clients I keep. I will gladly say I think our time is up. But you're so coachable and you're so correctable. And that is why I think everything has allowed to shift in your life, right? Mm-hmm. You never are a no, 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 no. Maybe in the beginning. Right. I'm fine. Everything's fine. We're all fine. Mm-hmm. But you're so coachable. And I think that is the key to prospering in life, in our marriage, with our children, whatever it may be. You're very correctable and very coachable. And I love that about you. Because even though you're hilarious, like, you make me laugh
mm-hmm.
till my belly hurts. But you're super, super coachable. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Ah, thank you. And yeah. I think as a coach, whether it be you, Robbie, if you're coaching somebody, or maybe someone has a different coach, whatever. Mm-hmm. What you want to look for in someone when looking for a coach is somebody who doesn't want to be right, but somebody who wants to teach you.
Yeah, it's good.
And I think that in life too.
Yeah, it's good.
And I think back to when I was in school to be a teacher. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not telling you this because I want to be right. I want to teach you.
Right. Right.
How to
do this. Let me show you the ways.
Mm-hmm. You do it in your way, but let me teach you how this happens.
That's good.
I don't have to be right, yeah. But so, and I appreciate that about you, is that you don't have to be right, but you're there to lead the way.
Yes, I will. And I'll let you be right all day long. So how do they find you? Tell everybody how they find you.
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram. So on Facebook, if you want to come shop with us, Style by Sammy Jo, we have a VIP group, and that's pretty much where the magic happens.
That's right. Yep.
All the good stuff, new arrivals, surprise sales, sneak peeks, all of that happens in our Facebook group. It's kind of just like our little safe community we've created on the internet, like mm-hmm. our little corner of the internet that we've carved out.
So fantastic.
It's so great, mm-hmm. and it's the best group of women. We really just love on each other.
Yep.
And so just search Style by Sammy Jo, Samijo, and go to groups. You'll find us, join, we'll add you. We have a public Facebook page too. And then my Instagram is Samantha_Joe_Baird. So just my name.
B-A-I-R-D.
Yep.
Very
B-A-I-R-D.
Good.
Just like the bread, if you're from Texas.
Mrs. Baird's yep. bread, the only bread.
The only bread. Yes. So all the ways.
Yeah.
Facebook, Insta, so you know.
Thank you for pouring out.
Yeah, you're so appreciate welcome. It. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I want it. You guys to know that no matter what it is that you're looking for in life, I want to encourage you to establish in your mind the difference between wisdom and coaching.
Yes.
And not that I'm saying you need to hire me. I'm saying find somewhere to get coached.
Totally.
Don't put on somebody else's jersey the majority of your life and watch these other players make millions off coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's coaching everybody that we cheer on in the stands. And so I want to encourage you to do that for your own life. So again, this is Robbie Page. Welcome to my podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Go follow Samantha Baird. Go join Style by Sammy Jo. Mm-hmm. And we'll chat with you guys soon. Thank you.
Thank you. So fun. Yeah,
so fun. Let's we'll talk to you guys later. Let's go have some champs.
Bye.
Bye. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.